Hello, everybody. Today we're playing Forza Motorsport 7. I've just been playing for like 5 minutes already, talking to some friends, you know, the good stuff. Alright, so I'm gonna quit the drag race because it's short and gets boring. I bought an Audi to do the drag race because my Honda was lame and the Audi's fast. So, yeah. I'm gonna maybe do a double episode today. I'm gonna do Forza Motorsport and Forza Horizon. I meant to record, I did record a Forza Horizon one, but it had some information, had my friend talking in it, and one of his friend's dad didn't want him to do a podcast, so I had to delete it, but I won't do names. So thank you to the people that are listening. Thank you very much. Like, thank you. I didn't think this podcast would get too far, but thank you so much. And so yeah, you guys are the best. So I just went up a level. I got a 1932 Ford. Looks five window coupe. So I'm gonna maybe do some races with it, but maybe not. Let's see. Gotta go to Home Seeker Open. Alright, I've already beat the Seeker Championship. I just had someone that raced with me. And so. So we just had. We just had her start just a hot hatch championship for like the, you know, the Hondas you see on the road. The, you know, hot hatch cars. So anyway. The race info. Come on, load track. Ah, there it is. Circuit of the Americas. West route. That's where we're gonna race today. It's a nice place. I've raced here before. It's nice. So I'm gonna start in my nice Audi. You know, you see those cars on the road, like those Honda Civics, and you don't think that they'd be racing. But then you see that them and some of their, like, cousins that are the same type of car are, like, actual fast cars. Not just luxury, just actual good cars. Oh, a turn. And, of course, if you know me, which you don't, I should hope, because I'm trying to just make this podcast, you know that I'm a bad driver in video games. I drive everywhere, and I crash into other cars. So that's how I like this game, because that doesn't slow me down too much. Right now, though, I am in third place. I was in second. Ah, wrong way. Gear drift. And now I'm in sixth. Now I'm seventh. Now I'm sixth. Also, I'm not using my AirPods for this one. I want you guys to send, like, a voice message or something. And tell me if the audio is horrible, okay? If it is, I apologize. I'm truly doing this for my fun and for you guys. So, yeah, I'm racing right now. I'm coming up. I'm in fourth. And I'm right behind the guy. I think he has a nice red Mazda. And oh yeah, this is the worst part. Oh no. Okay, I think we can overtake this one. Yeah. All right, we overtook him. Now we're third place. Oh, we're still on lap one of three? Oh, boy, this is going to be a long race. At the end of this race, we're definitely going to Forza Horizon. So, my opinion, I love this game. It's pretty fun. It takes the racing aspect of Forza Horizon 4, which is, like, my least favorite part of it, and makes me want to race more. Because this makes racing fun. And then, it's like the same thing with Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons. It takes my least favorite part of the game, fighting, and we're talking about Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons now. It makes it, like, the entire game. It actually makes it fun. Because regular Minecraft, same thing with, like, Ark when I played it this morning. The one time I played it. I didn't like the fighting parts, but then when Minecraft Dungeons came out and when I got it because Game Pass, I loved it. I still don't like to fight in Minecraft. I hate it. It's my least favorite thing ever. But now Minecraft Dungeons, I'd play it. I haven't played it in quite a while though. I mainly just play with friends. We haven't played in a while. We used to just get together, me and two other friends, and just battle a bunch of dungeons. It was fun. Remember how much trouble my friend and I had with the golem. The big redstone golem. But, like I said, I don't name names. I need people's permission, and usually the people I would have are kids, so I need their parents' permission as well. Alright, I'm right behind a little Honda. Ooh, I'm going to overtake now. Oh yeah, I overtook him. I'm second place again. In my nice yellow Audi. Audi. Fine German cars. Fine German engineering. Great vehicles are Audis, BMWs, and Volkswagens. All great German engineering. But a lot of cars make good engineering. A lot of places make good cars. For me, though, it's mainly like the look of the car. So that's why I don't care as much for Bugattis, but I know they're very powerful cars. And if I had the choice to race in a Lamborghini or a Bugatti, I'd probably pick the Bugatti. Because, yeah, the Bugatti's faster, and I'd like to win. But if I just had, like, a car that I've got to own as for myself, I'd definitely pick the Lambo. Or maybe I'd pick the Bugatti. I don't know. It depends what Bugatti you offered me. So if you are wondering if I want a Bugatti, sure. Yes, please. But you weren't, were you? You came to listen to me talk about video games, didn't you? I'm sure you did. And that's good, because that's what this podcast is about. Again, if you guys have any tips or other games you want me to play, let me know. Some games I might not get to. Also, I don't play scary games because I don't like scary stuff. So no Five Nights at Freddy's, probably. I'm sorry. Also, most of these games are going to be like Game Pass games for Xbox and maybe some Nintendo. Like, I've done Mario, Super Mario 3D World, and that episode is, like, the least listened to. So. Yeah, I won first place. And I got 200 points. I don't know what points do here. But my nice yellow Audi is good. I am in first place. First place. First. Okay, that's too much. First place. Alright, that's a nice Audi. So, are we all, y'all ready for... Okay, so Forza Motorsport 7. Do I like it? Yes, I do. That it is a great game. I'm just gonna say it's a great game. I would play it, you know, if there was one if I could only have like one Forza game, it might be that. Yeah, but now I also have Forza Horizon 4, which we're about to do another episode on. That which is the first double episode. Yay! Also, if this episode ends up being like regular time, I'm sorry. I really don't know. Also, as a request from one of my friends, I must say this. Chickens! That's the only time I'll say that, I promise. I didn't want to, but they figured maybe my friend would like it, and we're friends, so I aim to please. And if you guys want, I could do like another double episode on Minecraft and then Minecraft Dungeons. Because Minecraft Dungeons is a good game. And like I said earlier, Minecraft and Minecraft Dungeons are different games. Very different games. But I love them both. I will try to do a Roblox episode. It'll probably work. I'll probably be able to get one. But if not, I'm sorry. And maybe I can even do the Roblox episode today. But if you guys are listening the day this goes out, let me know. Let me know if you want me to do another one tomorrow and Sunday. Let me know what game you want. Okay? Okay, there's going to be a challenge, okay? Okay, guys? First one to send me for tomorrow, first one to send me like a comment or a message that tells me what game they want, I'll play that game. But it might not work out. The games you can pick from are Madden 20, NBA 2K20, Minecraft Dungeons, Halos 1 through 5, including Reach and ODST, UFC 3, some Disneyland game, that's pretty fun, those are some of the games, but if it's a game I can get on Xbox through like Game Pass or it's free, I'll try it. I'll do, if you guys want, I can do like new Halo on Xbox and then play classic Halo, because I have classic Halo. Like actual classic Halo. Combat Evolved. What's that you say? You say you don't like Halo? That makes me sad. So sad. Oh, you say you do like Halo? Well, that's good. Because I do too. Alright. Where am I gonna go on Forza today? Am I going to Scotland? No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. But I am gonna go to Scotland. No, I'm not. Alright. Go back. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna do. Alright, now, let's go. Never mind, I won't go to Scotland. Just let me play. I don't care about going anywhere now. Just let me go. Thank you. Is this a cult car? Yeah. I'm driving my nice souped up drift BMW because, yeah. I actually never used this car before, but then I realized maybe this car looks cool. So I pulled it out. It's an amazing car. And put a spoiler on the back, lightened it up, and now it's a drift racer. And I'm pretty sure before that, it was also a drift racer. Because I made the wheels thin for less grip. Because traction is a drift racer's worst enemy. Or a drifter's worst enemy. Oh no, my lack of traction has made me spin out. But what's this? Pro gamer, the gamer dude, doesn't. Ooh, influence board, mine. Influence board, I must smash. But wait, I need to savor the moment. Nah, I can just smash it. Oh, you want to go? Yay! Influence board has been smashed. Nyer! Oof. Oh, I'm sorry, you Mini Coupe driver. I'm sorry. Oh, another Mini Coupe driver. I think I should get out of your way. Oh, a driver with a bike on top. That's kind of ironic. No, I'm kidding. No, if you're going to go on a bike ride and you need to put your bike on your car, that's good. Because you shouldn't have to bike everywhere. Even if it's, if it's pretty close, biking it wouldn't hurt. But, okay. So I'm driving my nice red BMW, and I'm going to drive to the Horizon Festival, and I think I'm almost there. Yeah. I'm going up the road, gotta go around a driver, so I won't sing, okay? So one of my listeners, aka my dad, has said that my voice when I'm talking is too, like, calm. My voice makes people want to go to sleep. So, wake up! You don't have to, but just wake up, okay? Hey, wake up! So, I'm driving right now. I'm drifting. Okay? It's raining, so there's even less traction. And I'm slipping everywhere when I'm on the road. That's what this car was made for. Nope. Nobody wanted a supercar to be fast. Everybody just wanted them to be drift cars. No, I'm not. That's not true. Everybody wants supercars to be fast. And if you have a supercar that's not fast, it's a car. Just a plain car. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, back to the game. We're riding down a little twist and turn, relaxing. I'm trying to drift, but I'm failing. I don't know how to drift very well. So I'm going back up the hill. Or back up a little bit of the hill to get back on the road so I can do something. I am driving. I'm almost at the Horizon Festival. I'm about to go up a different hill, but those two hills are kind of connected. So I'm going up that hill, middle of the road, breaking any laws that may or may not be in the game. May not, because they're not. There's no laws. There's no law in this game. I am just going and trying to stay on the road. But this drift car, this drift thing, isn't working out very well. I might stick to the drift racers. Or my Caterham. Anyway, I'm going. I'm almost to the Horizon Festival. It's like one turn, and then it's a straight shot, and then I can go zoom. Nyer. If you're wondering where you can find me on social media, nowhere. I don't have any social media accounts. Okay? Sorry. But I just don't. So I'm driving in. The Horizon Festival is beautiful. So many colors. It's just beautiful. Also, if you're buying this game, I recommend getting it on Amazon. It's like $40 cheaper than actually getting it in the Microsoft Store. It's like $60 there. And then it's like $20 on Amazon. Did you ask me the pretty good price for this game? $20? Eh, 60, not so much, but I'd do it. I'd do it for you, maybe. But alright, let's see. I gotta switch my cars. I gotta go to a different BMW. I'll get my Isetta 300 export. Ugh, why did I buy that? What a waste of money. Alright. The
one reason I bought it was just
because I wanted it. Oh, sorry, I just got my phone. Because I wanted it. I wanted a little car. Not to look cool, just a little car to drive. So I need to take a picture of it. So I can get a picture. Yes, I found the camera. Ooh. Got a nice picture. I can get a nice view of my character. I can go to the side. I'm gonna give you a ticket. Nice. Photo contains any cult car. I got 1,000 influence and a super reward. A super wheel spin. And I would like to exit photo mode because I do not like taking photos. Unless my car is doing an amazing jump. But other than that, nope. So, a while ago, before I even thought about doing a podcast, before I even, like, listened to podcasts, it gave me a house for free for doing, like, a stunt thing with a Bugatti, and I loved that house. It was in the middle of everywhere. Or it was near the Horizon Festival, which is a place I went to often. And I bought a new house a while ago. I bought Kingfisher Cottage. And now I am being pursued by somebody in a supercar. I should probably change out my Isetta. Okay. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to figure out how to cash in my super wheel spin. Alright, Horizon Life. Ooh, I get 2 wheel spins and a super wheel spin. Nice. Okay, what car did I get? Modern Corvette. Oh, I got the Macarena, 20,000 CR, and pants. Wow. Well, at least now I have a cool emote. but Macarena. That's good. That's good. But pants. I don't wear. Porsche. Okay, let me get the good car. Let me get a good car. Oh, yo, I got Giulia Quadrifoglio out from Alfa Romeo. Oh, what did I get? What am I gonna get this time? Oh, a Nissan. Oh, no! That's an ugly Nissan. No. Okay, I'm mad. That wasn't. I don't want that Nissan. But there's nothing I can do. Cars. Okay, if I go to the marketplace. Oh, that's just actual money markets. Alrighty. Oh, message center. What's there? DLC? No. News? Update? Daily payouts? No. Gifts? Gift car? Cone seg? What? Oh, I could have so many new cars. Ten? Super wheel? Oh, yo, I can still use them, though. Yes. Yo, that's amazing. Oh, what'd I get? Round glasses, leopard slip-ons, and a tan trilby. Ooh, that trilby's looking nice, though, with those slip-ons. Those round glasses would be nice with them, too. And what'd I get? Tan roll-up shorts, some kind of horn. Ooh, an Artie Owit. A timpani, like a horn thing. Yeah. I got an Audi R8 V10 Plus. I already have the regular Audi R8, so that's gonna be pretty cool to ride around in. Oh, roll it. Oh, I almost got another thing. Roll it up. A BMW M4 16. A jazzy cowboy hat. Then, let's see. What did I get? Ooh, I got a classic, a Jaguar XK120, shark wellies. I'm never wearing those. And then greetings as a nice, cute little horn. I have 5 spins, including this one, to make 6. All right, and Shimon as like a move thing. Pink bowler and a Ferrari 360 CS. I'm not arguing. I'm not complaining about that. All right, let's see what I'm gonna get this time. Oh, I was so close to getting a Ford Mustang. Thumbs up. Santa's running shorts and a gray leather jacket. The Santa shorts, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say about them except I'm gonna wear them sometime. Oh, no, what? I was on that car up there. But I got a Ferrari Dino. Ooh, 300,000 CR. Yes. Fifth Symphony as a horn. Who uses horns? Not me. And a Compass watch. And a Mercedes MB. Oh, yeah, Mercedes-Benz SLK. And comedy whistle as a horn. All right. What did I get? Oh, dab. And morning jog and pink biker trousers. Dab looks good. But I haven't seen people dab for a while. Sweet bracelet. The gun show. And a 911 Carrera 73? That, I'm not complaining about that. I'm not going to say anything about that. That's amazing. That's a good car. Like, Porsche's 911s have, especially their, like, 911 Carreras, are pretty good cars, you know? business payouts. Aisha's taxis. It's 0 stars. Yeesh. Oh. Yeah, you can like buy a share of a business kind of here. I do that and I get money from it. And you're supposed to like do something. You're supposed to like do the challenges that it has for you, but I don't do that. I'm just in it for the money. Oh, sorry. Gifts, gift car, gifted clothing, gift car, gift clothing. Do I not get any? I want more wheel spins. Those are fun. But I got 20,000 CR for some reason. I'm sorry, there's something in my throat. So I need to go change cars because this car, this BMW, is not my favorite. I like BMW though. They're made as like a performance and luxury car. Or just one of each. The Isetta though, I think that's a cult car. I think. I get my information basically from this game. Alright, so let's see what cars there are for me to drive. Ooh, I think I got like my first Ferrari. That's nice. I bet everybody's watching is like, you got a Ferrari, dude. You have a Ferrari, and you're not freaking out? Well, I also have a McLaren Senna, so yeah. Couple Mercedes, a nice Pontiac Firebird, Trans Am. Oh, a Porsche. Of course, a Porsche would go schmorsch. Okay, I'll stop. No. But I think I'll drive this car. I do not know what kind of car it is, really. I don't know anything about that car. It looks really weird, though, as cars go. I don't want to tune it. It's a weird car, and I'm just going to try it out. But the auto show, I am in need of a Mustang. My dad loves Mustangs, but I don't know much about them. But I'm in need of one at about this time. What is that? Oh. That Ford Focus RS, though, is looking pretty good. Not really. No, don't. I would not. Ooh, a classic F100. Will I buy it? Will I not? Will I buy it? Well, I might. I probably will. Ooh, but what is this? Is this... Ooh, shame. This car is... I have no impulses. I have no impulse control right now. No, I do. But I just want to buy this car because it looks fat. It's business and it's party in the front, business in the back. It looks sick. But it's basically like an El Camino, but Ford. And I'm going to put better suspension on that thing. Pickup trucks, neat. In my opinion. And it should have pretty good suspension. Oh, but that suspension's not cool. Alright, that's all I care about. It's all set up. So now it has pretty high suspension. Pickups. And I'm just seeing like a blurred version of it, and it looks fine. Like old fashioned pickup, you know? And the, oh, body kit. Forza Horizon. Whoa! That, yo, no. Well, I'm gonna end the episode here about. Yo, that's sick. I don't care how it affects my car. That just looks sick. Well, Forza Horizon 4, great game. Would play. Would buy. Bye.